So I have talked about how to change emotion from the standpoint of how it's part of that whole chain all the way back to the identity. So there are two sides to changing an emotion that's negative, because emotions are hardwired in a body. So when we change sort of one side of it, we also must change the other side. One side of it is what I have already described. It's changing that chain by what emotion, what thought, what story am I telling myself, and who am I, and then who do I have to be in order not to be limited. So taking the elevator up to your soul penthouse, that's changing the identity part of this chain that results in a different emotion automatically. The other part is the body-based. As I said, emotions are chemical. They are connected to the physical body. They're hardwired in the brain. So you must think of them as bad habits. It's just a pattern that we got stuck in. A lot of times it happens really earlier on when we're just babies. We're going through the world, just recording all the information and being really open. And obviously this is not a harmonious planet, not a harmonious world. So people in disharmony are sort of indoctrinating us or programming us with their issues. Now, if the identity of that individual soul is really strong, or they are already at certain levels of mastery, they still will have the bombardment of all those things that might create some patterns in their body. But then as they grow from babyhood into even 5-6 years old, they will shed those patterns. That's very rare. Most of the time that does not happen, and instead that child is just forms with whatever it is that they have been bombarded with over the course of their growing up. And then as adults, we end up with post-traumatic patterns. Trauma happens. If you're sensitive, there's plenty of trauma. So trauma is sort of like your brain figures out a solution, amygdala fires really strongly, you get a hormonal response, then the brain says, okay, we know what to do when this thing happens. So the next time the same trigger happens, or even similar, not even the same, maybe not even anywhere near the same intensity, but trigger happens like the one that created the trauma, and the brain activates the same pathway. That's how people have habitual anxiety, habitual panic attacks, habitual body aches and pains. And less physicalized, more emotional, it looks like having particular thoughts that create certain emotions, but then getting stuck in the emotions. Kind of like habitually feeling sad and always feeling sad. Even if everything is happy, kind of finding that melancholic view. That's a bad habit, chemical bad habit, sort of like an addiction to that particular chemical in the brain. And same thing goes for angry, right? Some people are just kind of always angry. Even if life is great, they kind of like have a short fuse. So that's the same thing. It's a habitual response that the brain recorded. So we must work with the brain component as well. If we're noticing that we're having this kind of a negative emotion, which is repelling abundance in our life. So in order to do that, we need to replace it with a different pattern that is more harmonious. So, like, let's say if somebody who has anxiety, they don't always have anxiety. Even if they have mild version of it kind of all the time in their awake life, they probably don't have it while they're sleeping, or if they're meditating, or maybe if they're taking, I don't know, baths, or if they're having a massage and they're relaxed. You need to find those places where you don't have the habitual pattern and encode them as a shortcut to go to when you do have that activated pattern. So let's say for a person like that, if let's say she noticed that the only time she's not in anxiety is when she goes and sits on a mountain and has this beautiful view, or when she's in the shower and she just stands there and relaxes. Okay, those moments then need to be encoded as in, oh, this is how it feels when I'm safe. I'm safe like this. Great. Next time in her regular life when anxiety happens, she needs to go into we're safe and this is how we're safe. And then overlay on herself that environment that she found creates absence of anxiety. Not like let me resolve anxiety, not let me figure out why I'm anxious, because most of the time there's not going to even be an answer. It's a story that we're just habitually stuck in. So instead, you literally replace it with a different pattern by overlaying it. So let's say somebody who's always afraid to be tricked. So that's like a subconscious pattern that they always kind of on the lookout, and they get very nervous or even angry, depending on, you know, how it goes in their brain response. So they would have to look at, okay, where is the moment when I'm completely trusting? There must be some moment. Whatever that moment is, maybe it's with his pet, let's say, when he's playing with his dog or something. But whatever that moment is, encode that. Next time that emotion happens, obviously we have to choose to deal with it, but hopefully you guys now have enough incentive because you now realize that, that's why I have to work on myself. Not because I'm bad and I have to fix myself. That's not a good plan. But because I want abundance of the universe, and this is how I'm creating frequencies that interfere with my receiving of abundance. So that's why I want to work with them, so that I bring in abundance. So somebody who was getting not trusting and upset or angry can overlay that feeling that they had with, let's say, playing with their dog, and suddenly this person feels, okay, I can deal with this more directly. Like, I don't have to assume that somebody will trick me. It essentially switches the emotion by overlaying a different emotion instead, but you must train your brain to do it. It cannot be mental, it has to be body-based. So whatever it is that you're finding yourself that you emotionally get habitually stuck in, find the opposite that is harmonious, find a state of being where your body can experience it. And then consciously encode that by really like being in that state and telling yourself, this is where I am. And then whatever it is that the opposite of what you were trying to change, where I am trusting, where I am in my truth, where I am enough, where I am great, when I am powerful, where I am loving, when I am loved, whatever it is you're trying to counteract, where I am safe. That's the conscious anchor. It's kind of like dropping an anchor in your brain. So if your brain has different train tracks and your train, your emotion train, wants to go habitually on a pattern that you don't want, now you have the navigating station to a new train track that you just laid out. So next time that emotion happens, you catch yourself, you notice that, because you're now 100% responsible for everything you do, and you have self-integrity that you said you're going to work with this, so you will work with this every single time the emotion shows up. Great, it shows up, you renavigate. You don't try to fix the track, because as soon as you do, you're actually going on it. Instead, you notice, I'm going and I'm not good enough, stop. Take a breath. This is how we feel enough. And then you overlay whatever it is that you previously found that's the main antidote to a particular emotion you're having. That's how you change the negative emotion so that it doesn't block your receiving of abundance.